Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Suid-Afrika se tweede grootste kleinhandelaar, die Spargroep, het vandag sy jaarlikse finansiële resultate bekend gemaak. Die maatskappy rapporteer 'n stygings van 11,1% in jaarlikse wins met wesensverdienste per aandeel wat styg van 826 sent verlede jaar na 917,9 sent vir die jaar geëindig 30 September. Spar beskryf die bedryfsomgewing in hulle streke as uitdagend met aanhoudende inflasionêre druk op voedsel, brandstof en energie. Ek het vanmiddag gesels met Angelo Swart, hy is die hoofuitvoerende beampte van die Spargroep, oor die resultate en wat dit vir die toekoms beteken. Good afternoon, Angelo. Welcome to the program. An increase in annual profit despite trade conditions. What do you attribute the growth to, given the ongoing inflationary pressures that your clients are subject to?
Janice, I think there are a number of issues, and obviously many of them macro. The macro economy in the last year really hasn't been as strong as we'd have liked, although that certainly has abated in the last while and a lot more positivity as we look forward. But the last year has been tough. The inflation can be a good and a bad thing. I think as a retailer, sometimes inflation supports sales growth, but obviously comes with some cost growth as well. And then for consumers, inflation is really challenging, especially when there's a weak macro and you've got high interest rates. I think the life of our consumer in South Africa has been really tough over the last year. And to some extent, the life of consumers in all the territories that we operate in. But I think that's going to get better and definitely get better. And the outlook's quite positive. Nice to be South African.
Yes, indeed. You mentioned in your statement this morning, you talked about inflation, you talked about food, fuel, energy that continues to weigh on your operations, but also on the people that come to shop with you. How does this impact Spar's margins and overall performance across the different regions that you operate in?
Yeah, so we've remarkably held our gross margin up at 11.9. It stayed static, firstly within a few decimal points of the prior year. Although margin in SA have come down slightly, we've made some gains in Europe. I think for our business, our main concern is to get food to our consumers at the best possible price we can, particularly in South Africa, but in all our territories. It is a core goal for us that all consumers in South Africa have access to affordable and nutritious food, and that's a responsibility we take seriously. But we are a business and need to make money as well. But as I say, we've managed to keep our margins relatively static despite the difficult inflation environment and been able to offer consumers good value, I think.
When we spoke in June, we talked about your exit of the Polish market. At that stage, the investors really responded positively to it. Has the move already shown measurable benefits for the group?
I think certainly from an investor sentiment point of view, it has. It's meant that we've been able to focus more on our South African and Irish operations. I think the real benefits will flow once ownership of that business passes on, and unfortunately, the process for Competitions Commission approval in Poland has taken longer than we wanted, but that's been approved now. So really looking forward to handing that business over. I think Special, the company buying the business from us, have a really great name within Poland, and we're really glad to see that the Spar name will continue there, and they will be one of our many Spar partners around the world, and I think they'll bring lots of success to that business. But from our perspective, being able to focus our attention particularly on our home market now is going to be a massive benefit for us. Being rid of trying to manage that on a day-to-day basis will give us the time and focus to be able to grow our South African business, which I think we'll benefit from, yeah.
We also spoke about the SAP implementation, the issues you guys were facing. Have those been resolved? What impact has that had?
Yeah, so the SAP implementation has weighed on the second half 6 months result, although we flagged that to the market at half year. That we didn't expect to resolve them in the second 6 months, but that a fix was being designed and that was meant to be deployed at the end of August, beginning of September. We managed to eventually deploy that solution in the second week of September, which was great, but it impacted the seconds before that. Our margins were seriously impacted in the second 6 months. But since then, we seem to have overcome all our major challenges now. And the month of October, although it's not in the reporting period, was a very positive month for our KZN distribution center. And I think we now are looking at just driving home the benefits of the fixes that we've got and returning back to normal. Really looking forward to that.
Angelo, we love to report on innovations and new things, especially in the retail industry. What initiatives, particularly online shopping or any other innovations, can the Spar customers expect in the coming months or years?
We've got some serious enhancements planned for our online shopping system, Spar2U. It's been really well received. We're up to 525 sites around the country now, which is phenomenal. 525 Spar stores offering this service, and we've seen some really great growth. That business has grown by something like 380% in the last year, which is phenomenal. And we think that's going to continue to grow. We've got one or two other innovations up our sleeve, particularly in communicating value to consumers, one of which we showed during our results announcement today called Flex, which is a great tool for speaking to consumers individually about their bespoke and individual needs, which we're really excited about.
You again decided not to pay a dividend. Could you elaborate on the decision and what it signals for the company's strategy going forward?
I think we've guided the market well on this. Our priority in the short to medium term is to reduce the debt levels to a level that we believe is sustainable and change the shape of our balance sheet. Our aim is to reduce our debt over EBITDA ratio below 2x, at which point we'll start considering paying a dividend. We've reduced our debt substantially in the last year, about 2 billion rand down from half year and 1 billion rand down on last year, nearly 10% down, and reduced our leverage ratio to just over 2.4x our EBITDA, which is great, really great progress, down from over 3x a year ago. So significant progress. And I think once we get our level of debt to the space where we're comfortable, we will prioritize reducing the debt over dividends. But we do want to return capital, or we do want to return profits to shareholders as soon as we can. We do think that this is the prudent and wise thing to do. And I think we've had the support of shareholders by and large.
Baie dankie, Angelo. Dit was Angelo Swart, hoofuitvoerende beampte van die Spar Groep.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.